What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Just Isabel Things podcast, hosted by me. I'm Isabel, and I'm an 18-year-old podcaster. Tune in every Sunday to hear me talk about life stories and experiences, advice, podcast tips, and so much more. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast, and also feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com for future business or collab opportunities. Just Isabel Thinks podcast can be heard on your favorite listening platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And now let's hear a word from our sponsors and get on with the episode. What's up, everyone? Summer break is finally here, and I'm so excited to be spending my break podcasting, hanging out with friends, and of course, listening to audiobooks on Audible. Audible is a fantastic app that you can download on your smart device. You can listen to thousands upon thousands of audiobooks, comedy specials, podcasts, and some of these things are just exclusive to Audible. I love using Audible, and that is why I am giving you guys one free credit and a 30-day free trial to use on Audible. You can click the link in my bio or go to audibletrial.com/justisabelthings. I hope you enjoy using Audible, and now on to the rest of today's episode. What's up, everyone? Today I'm talking about my first experience being on a TV set kind of during COVID, and it's just going to be a really good episode. I'm really excited for this. You guys know I like to start my episodes off with a life update. Not that much is going on, but I'm really excited for this episode, and also next week I am interviewing Rivka Reyes. They are from School of Rock. They played Katie on School of Rock. And they're coming on the podcast for next week to talk about life in School of Rock, growing up in Chicago, current and future endeavors, and so much more. So I'm really excited to bring them on. And we're going to record that episode. Well, we're going to record it Monday. So like June 7th at like around 5:30 Central Time. So I'm really excited about that. I'm fulfilling literally a 16-year dream, which is so cool because I've been watching the movie for 16 years. And I got to interview a really cool person. So that's really exciting, and that's something that happened this week. And I'm also kind of working on another cool interview in the next couple weeks. So stay tuned for a great month ahead. I'm really looking forward to all the cool content this month and for the rest of the summer. I don't know if I have any other life updates, but I also wanted to thank everyone for 3,700 Instagram followers. That's really cool. Thank you so much. Make sure you're following, sharing my content. You can follow me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast. You know, be sure to click the link in my Instagram bio to get access to everything. Yes, we know. I don't know if I have anything else. Also, if you want to be added to my email newsletter, that's where I'm going to be sending out weekly updates to what is going on. So if you want to be added, just DM me your email and I will get you added to the list. So far we have like 25 subscribers, which is really cool. So that's happening, and I don't know if anything else notable is happening. I hope you guys checked out The Chi, which was the TV show I was an extra on. You get to see me for about like 6 seconds. As you get to see the side of my face, which is pretty cool. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about all of that in today's episode. So I hope you guys enjoy, and let's get right into it. All right. So as you guys heard, today I'm going to be talking about my experience being on a TV set for the first time, especially during COVID. So a little bit of background, if you like didn't listen to my How to Become an Extra episode, which you guys should definitely check out. But once my podcast started picking up last fall and I was applying to colleges, I wanted to get more into the industry of film because I wanted just to like expand my, not interest and stuff, but expand my experiences, because my major is digital media and it covers radio, TV, film. And one of the things I wanted to start doing was becoming an extra on either a TV show or movie, just to see what set life was like. And plus, like, who wouldn't want to be on a TV set or a movie set just to experience that? Because I feel like that's just such a universally cool thing. And it's definitely something I've always wanted to do. I don't know about you guys, but it's just something I've always wanted to do, and it was really cool. But also I wanted to put in here like a small disclaimer. I have no intention of becoming an actress or actor. I just had to put that out there, but no, I have no intention. And plus, like, being an extra, you don't have to. Like, when people become an extra, they have, like, a couple reasons why. They want to get more into, like, they want to get their foot in the door in becoming, like, an actress. They want to just make some more money because it is a paying job and it is pretty good money. Or they just want to kind of do what I'm doing and just kind of expand my experiences and have a story to tell. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that. But, so if you listen to my How to Become an Extra episode, again, go check it out if you haven't, but I explain more in depth of how to become an extra. And if you haven't listened, here's some more, like, background information. But basically, starting in November, I applied to Spider-Man 3 a few times, and then around Christmas, I applied to Chicago PD, and I didn't get any of those. And then, because, like, with, like, Chicago PD and, like, shows, like, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, and Chicago Fire, like, all those film in Chicago, and, like, a lot of the time, they're looking for, like, big, burly men to play cops, or old ladies, or, I don't know, like, like a stand-in or something. And usually I don't really fit in the role of being a cop or an old lady, so yeah, I didn't really get any of those roles that I applied for. So and then at the end of January, I saw an extras casting call for people who look like high school students and who are over the age of 18 for The Shy, and I was like, oh, this could work, this could be cool. So I applied to it, and what's interesting is that it worked well with my school schedule, and it was just only filming one day, and it wasn't like I had to quarantine before it, because I know a bunch of other shows and stuff are doing that, like shows and movies, like you have to quarantine before you start filming. So I was like, okay, bet, like this could work really well. So I applied for it on, so I saw it and I applied for it on a Saturday morning, and then on a Sunday afternoon, I was recording an episode. I finished recording that episode, and then I went to go, like, check my email, and I got the email saying I got it. So I was so excited because I was like, oh my gosh, like, I get to be on a freaking TV show. This is awesome. This is great. This is so cool. So I accepted the offer, and then on that Tuesday, I accepted the offer on a Sunday, and then on that Tuesday, I had to go to CineSpace Film Studios in Chicago, which is where they film The Shy, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med. They also film Transformers there, Divergent. I don't know if you guys remember the show Empire. Literally so many shows and movies are filmed there, and it's pretty much just a huge film studio complex with a bunch of sound stages. And I had to go to one of the soundstage studio buildings to get a COVID test. I forgot, like, which number studio it was. I think it was called, like, Studio 19 or something. But anyways, it kind of just looked like a huge Costco without the food or shelves. And I had to wait 2 hours in line to get a COVID test because they had to test the crew first. And there were so many, like, crew people. And then they tested us. But what was good about this is, like, we got paid for it, which was nice. And then at, like, CineSpace, where, like, I got the COVID test, they also took, like, our payment information, like, those I-9 forms and, like, tax forms and whatnot. I mean, it wasn't that bad of an experience, because I'd rather get a COVID test at, like, a huge film studio complex and get paid for it rather than at, like, a boring Walgreens or CVS. So that was really cool to be at, like, a big studio complex to see where, like, all these huge films and mainstream TV shows, like, filmed before. And I was watching Divergent, like, a couple months ago, and it was like, oh my gosh, like, that's CineSpace, like, I was there. So that was fun to watch. And also, like, the studio building where the COVID testing took place didn't have any other shows being filmed in that particular building. Like, obviously, like, other shows were filming in other studio buildings in the complex, and I think it was just used for COVID testing for The Shy at that time, but who knows, something could be filming there now. And I think Empire is not, like, it's not airing anymore, like, they stopped filming it, like, or they stopped production, I don't know, but I think they filmed in that studio where I got the COVID test, which was pretty cool. And so, moving on, I went home after the COVID test, and then on Wednesday, the next day, I found out I tested negative, and I was able to go ahead and film. I was kind of worried. I was like, oh no, like, what if I test positive, and this is gonna be my one and only time to be on a TV set? Like, what if this happens? That would be so bad. But luckily, that didn't happen, and I was good to go, so that was a really big relief. And then on Wednesday night, I got like the information of where I had to be and what I had to wear. And so like that Wednesday night, I packed up 5 different outfits and a few pairs of shoes because they want you to bring options in case they don't like what you're wearing. And I was playing a high school student who attends a preppy private high school. We were going on a college tour and we had to wear casual clothing. So I wore a navy blue shirt, jeans, and like these cute fall boots. And it was a cute look, not gonna lie. And so I showed up to set the day in that outfit and the costume department liked it and I didn't have to change, which was good. And when we got to set, they wanted everyone in the same masks. I don't know why, but anyway, so they gave us a mask and then they were like, oh, we want everyone in a face shield as well. I was like, okay, cool. This is my first time wearing a face shield. And we had to put our names on it, and I'll explain like why we had to put our names on it a little later. And I actually have the face shield in my house somewhere in case if I needed it for the future. So, and I haven't needed it. Like, the only time I had to wear a face shield was for being on set that one time. And also, here's like a side note. I also noticed that when celebs would post pictures on social media on set from whatever production they're doing, from like the past year or whatever, they're also wearing face shields and a mask. So I'm pretty sure this is a universal thing in the movie and TV industry right now. And we had to wear it the whole time, except when we weren't filming because the show doesn't take place during COVID time. So yeah, we had to wear a mask and a face shield pretty much the whole time we were on set. And moving on. So my call time, which means the time I have to be on set, was 9:30 in the morning. And they, you know, and then I like went into the building and they checked to see what I was wearing. They're like, okay, yeah, you're good. And I kind of sat around until 12:30 and then they set us up in a scene in this room. I don't know, that sounds like really vague. Yeah, they set us up for a scene in a room. But that's how much I can describe it, I guess. And so I'm sitting there for like 15 minutes just waiting for filming to start. They're setting up the cameras, they're setting up the lighting. There's like probably 15 extras, like teen extras in the room. And we were like supposed to be studying or something. I don't really know. And then they were like, oh, psych, no one is going to be filming in this scene. Or that doesn't make any sense. No one is going to be in this scene. It's just going to be the two main actors. And then we went back into holding and I was like, oh, darn, like, what if, like, I don't make it? Like, what if they just decide not to use me? And then around 3 p.m., things started happening and they started to set up for the scene I was in. And we filmed that scene from like 3 to 3:45, maybe 4-ish. And we also had to kind of hurry up because it got dark outside. It gets dark outside really early and there's a lot of natural light in that room we were in. And it was also snowing. There was like a snowstorm. And if you look at the scene I was in, you might be able to see how bright it was from outside from like the snow reflecting in the room. Like the brightness of the white snow reflecting in the room. So yeah, we had to film it really quick and they were kind of running behind schedule that day too. So we had to like film it really quick and yeah. And then in regards to how we shot the scene with like COVID protocols and stuff like that, there was a COVID protocol team on set that would enforce COVID safety things. And they would just like come around and like with reminders that say, hey guys, like make sure we're spaced out. Or hey guys, like make sure like we have our face shields and masks on. And before we shot every single camera angle, so we shot the scene with 3 different camera angles, one behind us, and then one to the side of us, and then one in front, and we have to film those like 3 separate times. And so they would come around with a cardboard box between every camera angle setup, and we would have to put our face shield in the box, and that's why we had to put our names on them, because like they were going to be jumbled up with everyone else's and everyone has their own. And so we put our face shield in the box. And then once everyone did that and we were getting ready to shoot, the first assistant director would say, okay, picture's up, which means the cameras and stuff are getting set to shoot, like about to shoot. And that's when we would take our masks off and we just had to stick it in our pocket really fast. And I put mine in my back pocket. And then after that, everyone's masks are off and then the cameras are ready to go. The like assistant director, he would say, okay, action. And that's when we had to, you know, do our thing as prospective college students on a college tour, which I did a very good job at, I believe, because I've been on so many college tours, so it wasn't that hard to do on camera. And then after we shot that scene, we got food, and then they pulled some of the girls, like the girls who were extras, including myself, to do another scene at like this frat party. And they ended up not needing me because they ended up not needing me. And I got to leave at around 6:45 at night. So I was there from about like 9:15. My call time was at 9:30 and I left at 6:45. So it wasn't that bad. I know there I've heard stories of people being on set for just a super, super, super long time. Like for hours and hours. So I mean it wasn't that bad. And I also got paid for it, which was really, really good. And it was just pretty much like an extra paycheck. So I mean the COVID thing, going back to the COVID thing, it wasn't that annoying, and it's interesting because I've never, sort of experienced set life in non-COVID times. And then every show or movie that's filming right now, you have to get a COVID test before you film. And sometimes you have to get a COVID test like every day before you film, and then every day you are filming. And some productions require a week-long quarantine. But anyway, and like I didn't have to do any of that. It was just one test, and then I was ready. Like I tested on Tuesday, and I filmed on a Thursday, so it wasn't that bad. And it was, and it'll be interesting to see how long COVID tests will be required, for like film productions and stuff. And I kind of want to experience set life without COVID precautions, just to see how different it would be, to compare it between, filming a TV show with COVID and then filming a TV show without having COVID protocols. And we also, and then here's like a small disclaimer too, we also filmed it February 4th, I believe, and that's when like vaccines, like not many, like only like older people were starting to get their vaccines and stuff, and it wasn't like open to younger people yet. So, and now I believe you still have to get a COVID test for pretty much every production, even if you do have a vaccine, because let's say you, like let's say you someone tests positive on a set, you have to shut down production for 2 weeks, and that is such an expensive mistake or thing to happen. I know it happened on it actually happened on The Chi, like in March, I believe they had to shut down production for 2 weeks. And I don't know what other productions it's happened on, but it happens, things happen, and it's an expensive mistake that, or I guess it's not a mistake, but it's just something that is expensive for like production and stuff, because like they have deadlines they have to make for when they have to put out their shows. And yeah, so now I'm gonna answer some questions I've gotten about being an extra. And one of the, because I can talk about it now, is did you talk to the main characters? The answer is no. You aren't really supposed to talk to them unless they initiate a conversation with you, or like you have to, or like you have to talk to them as part of your scene. But no, I didn't talk to any of them, but I did stand very close to them in the scene I was in, and they seemed chill and cool. And I did get to talk to the main assistant director. We call them like first ADs, I guess. And he was cool, and he was telling us where to go, and some of the other assistant directors I got to talk to, and everyone on set seemed chill and nice. But I can't say the same for every production, because I've seen things on TikTok or videos on TikTok where people who have been extras and they've had horrible experiences with the crew being rude, or just like the main characters being rude. But luckily, none of that happened to me. Everyone was really nice. And then there's like this myth thing that you aren't allowed to look at them, like look at the main characters. And I think that's literally so stupid. I mean, don't stare at them and be creepy. Yeah, I get that. But like yeah, you can look at them. Like, I don't know. But that was just like a myth kind of thing in like the world of being an extra. I mean, some productions might say like, guys, like don't look at the main characters. But I mean, I looked at main characters because they were standing like right next to me, and, but I didn't talk to them because like you're not really supposed to talk to them unless they initiate a conversation with you, or like you have to talk to them as like part of your scene. And then another question I get a lot is, would you want to be an extra again? I would love to be an extra again if the time and opportunity is right. I would love to do one more production before the end of the year, whether that's a TV show or a movie, but preferably a movie because I just did a TV show. But whatever comes up and whatever is a good opportunity, I will hopefully apply for it. And if the time is right and if my schedule works out, then
hopefully it'll work out. And there's also, what's really cool is there's a ton of things filming in Chicago right now, which is awesome. So many TV shows, like mainstream TV shows, and so many movies are filming right now, which is really cool and good for the city, I guess. So I think that's it for my more in-depth of my experience being on a TV set for the first time during COVID episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it and learned a little bit more about being an extra or what I had to do on set and stuff. And I can finally talk about it because, like, in the previous extras episode I did of how I became an extra, I, like, couldn't say the name of the show and I couldn't say, like, what I did. But now I can say what I did. So if you are interested in becoming an extra but don't know how or don't know where to start, check out that episode or feel free to DM me at any time. And also be sure to watch The Chi this season because so many really cool things are happening with the show, and be sure to check out episode 2. I'm the scene I was in. It's after the halfway point and it's on the college tour and it's in the big room that kind of looks like a church but not really. And I'm on the left side toward the front with the navy blue shirt on, and you see my head turned to the side. So if you want to check me out on The Chi, go watch it. It comes out there's a new episode every single Sunday. So if you're listening to this on the day I release this episode, Sunday, June 6th, there is an episode coming out tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Showtime. And it'll be episode 3 that comes out today. And I was in episode 2. And the episode I was in was called Cooley High, which is based on a movie, I believe, about going to school. So that's all I have for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you learned something. If you have any questions about being an extra, again, feel free to message me, DM me, email me. You can email me at justisabelthinkspodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to check out last week's episode where I talk about, like, my senior year in review. I really loved how the episode turned out. And then check out next week's episode where I talk with Rivka Reyes on their experience of being on School of Rock, current and future endeavors, life after School of Rock, and growing up in Chicago, and so much more. So that's it for today. Thank you all so, so much. Be sure to leave me a review on Apple Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcast and subscribe on Spotify. Make sure to follow me on Instagram. Be sure to share the podcast with your friends. Support your podcasters out there. Support your digital creators out there. You guys know I'm big for that. So thank you all and have a good week. Want to hear more of Just Isabel Things? Tune in every Sunday for a new podcast.